Page 22. Fashion of the future. Wearable technology could be the next big frontier for tech companies. A wristwatch that reads your text messages out loud. A jacket that heats up when you're cold. Eyeglasses that display directions as you walk down the street. Gimmicks or fashion of the future. The world's largest technology companies and startups alike believe wearable tech is the next big frontier, and they have been pouring money and research into developing high-tech clothing and accessories. It's a function of time before wearable technology becomes real, and it's closer than a lot of people think, said Gene Munster, senior research analyst at Piper Jaffray. Eventually, wearable technology is probably going to be your most easy access point to your technology. Integrating technology. The idea behind wearables is to integrate technology into everyday basics. But it's more than just inserting a gee-whiz factor into your favorite pair of jeans. Bringing tech into the fold, developers say, will create a more seamless experience with technology that involves fewer devices to carry around and less time rummaging through your purse or pocket. But there are numerous challenges to overcome before wearable tech can become mainstream. Developers are working on improving battery life, scaling the technology down, and making the products affordable. Creating coexistence. Companies also need to persuade the public to accept the notion that digital devices and fashion can coexist in one unit by designing wearables that don't look too techy and figuring out what kinds of functions to embed within the products. Different markets. For now, wearable tech is taking off in the sports and health markets. Goggles made by Oakley assist snowboarders via a display that integrates GPS capabilities, Bluetooth, and sensors that gauge jump analytics such as distance, height, and airtime. There's also smartphone connectivity and the ability to locate and track friends via an app. With the Nike Plus Fuel Band, a wristband containing an accelerometer, wearers can set daily activity goals and track calories burned on the band's LED display. Data from the fuel band can be viewed on an Apple mobile device via an application. Generating attention. But tech companies have goals that stretch beyond fitness. The tech fashion hybrid that has gotten the most attention so far is Google Glass, web-connected eyeglasses that the company has been previewing to big buzz in recent months. Wearers can record what they're seeing in real life and broadcast it over a Google Plus Hangout. Perform a quick Google search, and send a hands-free voice message with the glasses. They can view data, such as directions and weather, on a tiny screen connected to the device, and tell the glasses to take a photo. The new trend, smart watches. Apple could be preparing to take on Google. Last year, the company filed a patent for peripheral treatment for head-mounted displays. The device, which people speculate could be a helmet, pair of glasses, or a visor, immerses the user with two displays and techniques for filling the peripheral vision with the image being shown, according to reports. More likely for Apple is an iOS smartwatch. The tech giant set the rumor mill churning with reports that it has a team of 100 developers working to build a curved glass watch. Analysts have speculated that the device could be used to make calls and texts, get directions and search the internet, and would be compatible with the iPhone. Munster said he expected Apple to release such a product within 3 years and predicted that other rivals were also looking into the technology. You can probably assume that all the major phone companies are thinking about wearable technology, he said. They have to, or they're going to be irrelevant in the next decade. The race to create. California company Martian Watches has already beat Apple in the smartwatch race with its voice command Martian Watch, which it showed off at the International Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas in January. The Martian Watch connects to Siri or other smartphone voice recognition services via Bluetooth. Users can listen and respond to text messages, be notified of incoming calls, and access other information from their watches. Hong Kong company Phazon Limited also showed off its smartwatches at CES. The Ezio watch will alert you when your smartphone receives a call or text. It also protects against loss, warning you if you get too far from your phone. Phazon Limited also makes a wearable tech jacket that heats up in 15 seconds for use in cold weather. Technology in the retail business. If clothing companies join tech firms in developing wearables, it could be a boon to the retail industry, which is generally cyclical when it comes to trends, as opposed to groundbreaking. Already, brands such as Uniqlo have been dabbling in tech-enhanced clothing, such as the retailer's HeatTech tops and leggings, made from material that turns moisture evaporating from the body into heat. Future possibilities. Although wearables are still a ways from widespread mass-market adoption, analysts say they could one day replace smartphones altogether. Some have hinted that wearables are the gateway to implantable technology, such as microchips and sensors lodged under the skin. But with tech worn all over the body, and perhaps one day within the body, some wonder whether the clothes and accessories are truly simplifying life or just making it even more complicated. There's always the risk of overcomplicating things, Intel's Corey Booth said. There are a lot of good ideas out there and things that people might want to do with this advanced technology, but if you try to do too many of them at one time, the complexity sinks in. Vocabulary focus. Gimmick. The fold. Seamless. Rummage. Scale something down. Rumor mill. Churn. Boon. Cyclical. Dabble. Gateway.